Hello and welcome back to the podcast. It is just me today and I am jumping on because I had a great question through on my Instagram DM from someone. So I'm going to jump into that. Now, just to let you all know, if you find yourself in a position where you're not sure about something when it comes to your training, your diet, you want some advice, some general tips, whatever it might be, then sending me a direct message on Instagram is probably the best way to get in touch. If it's something short and to the point and I can give a couple of sentence response, then I'll do my best to help out. In this instance, it made more sense to do a podcast episode because obviously you're going to see it's going to take a little bit more time to go into it and to offer a good amount of advice and, you know, direct you sort of where to go, I suppose. So if you are listening to this and right now you have a question or two about the best way to train, how to set up your training week, things you can do to increase your protein intake, things you can do to get into a calorie deficit, how you should go about implementing your cardiovascular training. You need a bit of motivation, whatever it might be. If it's about training, it's about diet, nutrition, get in touch with me on Instagram and just ask. Okay, I will always do my best help. And if it's not something that I'm confident I can answer or that I can help you with, then I will do my best to point you in the direction of someone who can. Anyway, let's jump in. So today's question, as you probably guessed by the title, is about getting into the gym for the first time. The question says, hey Aaron, what would you say to a first time gym goer that is super nervous to go / has no clue what they are doing? So let's jump in. First things first, awesome that you want to do this. Okay, that's that. You know, that's the first thing. The fact that you are taking the steps, even though you're obviously, you know, you're not sure at all what you're meant to be doing. You're probably very, very nervous, low confidence. The fact that you're going to put yourself in an uncomfortable situation, I suppose, and challenge yourself is good. You know, you've recognized, and this is directed to anyone who finds themselves in this position. If you're going to the gym because you recognize that it's probably going to be good in the long run for your physical health and well-being, and you're doing it despite the fact that you're not super confident and that you're not really sure what you're meant to be doing, then fantastic. You know, sending you a big digital virtual high five or fist bump, whichever you prefer. But you can only have one. That's the small print. You can't have a high five and a fist bump. So that's awesome. It can be, a bit of a nerve-wracking experience. That's perfectly normal. There's nothing wrong with you if you feel a bit nervous going to the gym. I'll be honest, I've been training for longer than I haven't been. I started training when I was 15 and I'm going to be 32 this year. And I signed up to a commercial gym about 6 or 8 months ago, maybe a little bit longer. And I got nervous the first few times I walked in. And my job is to be a personal trainer. So like being nervous walking into a gym is perfectly normal. There's nothing wrong with you. And the fact that you're going to do, the fact that you're going in despite feeling nervous is awesome. So that's first thing. Now, what I'm not going to do today is try and overload you with a ton of information because right now you don't need much information. Okay, there's lots of information out there. There's lots of very precise programming and what exercises you should do and sets and reps. The few main points I want you to be aware of right now would be this. First of all, because you're starting from scratch, because you are very much a beginner, anything you do is going to have a hugely positive impact. The way to explain this is, it's called the, it's the shit to suck scale or something along those lines. And I pinched it from Dave Tate, who's a powerlifting coach. Some people listening to this, very few will know who that is. But anyway, when you start from a position of a complete beginner, in whatever that is, whether that's training, you know, playing guitar, starting language lessons, I suppose, you start from a position of being pretty shit at it. To go from being shit at something to just sucking at something is a very small jump. To go from sucking at something to be okay at it is a little bit bigger. Okay to good, significantly more, and good to great is a huge step up. So being new to something is a really fantastic place to be because you will see rapid improvements really quickly, pretty much regardless of what you do. So first of all, you know, whatever you do, give it your best efforts, and you will see some sort of results. If you do something that gets you out of breath and get a bit sweaty, you will start to build your endurance. If you do something that makes your muscles ache, you will start to build strength and build muscle. If you do something that's a bit skillful and a bit technical, you will build up that skill very quickly, which is awesome because you don't need to overthink it right now. Okay. It's very easy to do that because people want to do everything perfectly to start with. And I'm just going to politely let you know that you don't need to. I mean, you don't need to do it perfectly anyway, but if you are new to the gym, you don't need to overly worry about exactly what it is you're doing. So long as you're staying safe and so long as you're doing something that you're confident is within your capabilities, absolutely anything is going to get you crazy good results to start with. So following on from that, the second thing I would recommend is just give loads of stuff a go. It depends what gym you're going to, but if you're going to a typical commercial gym, there will be lots of different things you can do. There'll be a free weight section with dumbbells and barbells. There will be a machine weight section with big, chunky machines that you sort of stand and lock yourself in and, you know, work your muscles through. There will be cardiovascular machines, treadmill, steppers, rowers, bikes. There will be classes. There might even be a pool. My advice would be try lots of different things and be open-minded about it all. Because if you've not experienced any of this before, you're not really sure what you like quite yet. But something may just click. And the most important thing when it comes to your fitness and your training is that you do it consistently. You do it frequently and you do it for a long period of time. And the easiest way to ensure that you do it for a long period of time is to do something that you actually enjoy. So you might walk in and you might give the machine weights a go and the dumbbells a go and the free weights. And you know, your muscles sort of burn a little bit, but it doesn't really do much for you right now. But then you step onto a bike and you get a bit of a buzz from doing some cardio work, getting a bit out of breath, you know, pushing the scores up, pushing distances. And so if that's the case, then just do a little bit more of the stuff that you actually like doing. But like I said, if you're in a typical commercial gym, you've got lots of different things you can do. Just try it. Just try it all. At this stage, there's not anything that you absolutely have to do. So just do what you like doing to start with. Build some confidence and just try it all out. Again, be reasonable with your approach. Deadlifting, squatting, free weight exercises are fantastic. But there is a technical aspect to them. And you don't need to go in and stick 100 kilos on the bar the very first time you touch it. Like, stay light, stay in control. But just try loads of different stuff. That would be one of my biggest bits of advice. Resistance training is great for you. Cardiovascular work, you know, where your heart rate's up, where you're breathing a bit heavier, you know, running, cycling is great for you. Stretching, mobility. Okay, maybe it's not as great for you, but it's still good. And just try stuff. If they've got classes, sign up for some classes. I would also encourage you to not necessarily make friends with people at the gym, though you can, obviously. But don't be afraid to ask people for help, especially, you know, personal trainers, gym instructors. Speaking from experience, most personal trainers, especially younger ones, are terrible when it comes to making conversation and being sociable, even though it's basically part of their job. And so if you go up to them and say, hey, you know, it's my first week here, I just wondered if you could show me how to use this particular machine because I don't use it incorrectly, they'll absolutely love that. And I'm pretty sure 99.9% of personal trainers and fitness instructors out there would love to just help you out a little bit and say, hey, yeah, fantastic. Like, even if they feel like they could go up to you and say, oh, hey, you know, I think this is your first week here. I've seen you have a go at some of these machines. Would you like me to show you how to use a few of them? I will guarantee that will never happen. But if you go up to the instructors, the PTs, and just say that, I'm sure they'd be willing to help, which again, will speed up the learning process. You meet a friendly face. Same thing with things like classes. Meet the instructors, sign up to a class if it comes as part of the package. And again, try to develop some sort of community aspect to it. As a bit of a tangent, one of the guys who I recorded a podcast with last week, and I'll be uploading later this coming week, Bren, runs a private facility where he does lots of small group based training. And he said one of the absolute biggest things is the sense of community and the relationships that people build with one another. A lot of times commercial gyms, even though there might be dozens of you or hundreds of you in there at once, can be a fairly lonely place because everyone's got their headphones on, everyone's minding their own business. And if you can develop some sort of community, if you can make friends with people or just get a friendly face that you can say hi to when you go in, again, that's going to make your experience much more enjoyable, which means you're going to stick at it for longer. So that's another big recommendation. Another tip, I'm not sure what number we're on, I've lost track. Another tip that I would offer would be don't force yourself to go more often than you feel like you can at the moment. When I have a conversation with someone who wants to potentially sign up for, you know, online coaching, one of the things we talk about is realistically how many training sessions they can do a week. And a lot of times people will think that there's an answer I'm looking for and they'll go, oh yeah, I could probably do five. I could probably do five sessions a week. And oftentimes what then happens is after a couple of weeks, you know, motivation is high to start with. They find a way to do five, but eventually you start dropping off and, you know, five becomes four, four becomes three. And it can be a bit demotivating if you realize you're doing less than you said you would do. So don't try and force yourself to go more often than you realistically can every single week. And again, right now, if you can only go once a week, if you can only go twice a week, that's fantastic. You know, like I said, you're starting from a position where pretty much anything is going to have a positive impact. So don't worry if you're not going five times a week. Don't listen to people. Don't absorb information online and content online or listen to people who are like, yeah, you've got to go to the gym 5-6 days a week. Like, everyone's in a different position. Everyone has different time commitments. And if right now going once or twice a week is the right amount for you, then that's fantastic. Don't try and force yourself to go more frequently than you actually want to, because again, in the long run, you may end up coming to resent it, and it'll be something that you have to force yourself and motivate yourself to do, you know, to go to the gym, to work out, to train, when what we really want is to get you to a point where you go to gym because you want to, because you recognize the benefits, because you actually kind of have a bit of fun there and you like the way it feels to be a bit stronger and a bit fitter, and you like that sort of weird burning muscle sensation, like you've done some good work, like there's a sense of achievement. That's what we want. And you won't get that if you're forcing yourself to go 4, 5, 6 times a week just because some bloke who's, you know, who works in the gym tells you that you've got to go 6 days a week if you really want it. So again, that's another very little tip I would suggest. In terms of the exercise itself, I would say to begin with, make things as simple as possible. I share some of the workouts that I write for my clients on Instagram. And once in a blue moon, I'll get a response from someone say, you know, like, that seems very complicated. That seems like a lot to process and take into account. A lot of the times the people I work with are slightly further along their training journey. So they've trained consistently, they've built up a good level of strength and fitness, and they're ready to tap into the next level. They want to step out of their comfort zone, they want to push a bit harder. And so the training programs that I write for the clients I tend to work with online are not what I would recommend people do if they are new to the gym, or if they've only been going for a few months, or if it's not like something they're really, really passionate about yet. What I would encourage those people to do, i.e. the asker of this question, people who are new to the gym, is make things as simple as possible. So from an exercise perspective, that's really, really simple. Obviously really simple. Really, really straightforward. If lower body resistance training exercises like squats and deadlifts and lunges seem a little bit complicated right now and a lot to think about and there's a lot of balance, then use machines if you've got there at the gym. Sit in the machine, adjust it, do what the machine allows you to do. It'll work the muscles it's meant to work. And just focus on effort. You know, do 15 repetitions with a weight that's challenging, with good form and good control, feel your muscles burning, fantastic. Same with cardiovascular forms of exercise. If you're looking to improve your cardiovascular health, your aerobic fitness, which obviously is awesome, you definitely should, then do stuff that's simple. There are lots of very complicated routines that you can find online, and you'll get people doing 30 seconds of rowers, then they start doing burpees over the bar, then they do muscle ups. It takes a very high degree of skill. Keep it simple. Just get on a bike and push yourself really hard for 10 minutes. Get on the step machine, get on a cross trainer, get on a rower. Keep it simple. Focus on effort and work rather than the skill and the technical aspect of what it is you're actually doing. The fancy stuff, the complicated stuff, the stuff that looks really clever on Instagram, that can come later, much down the line, if you still want to. But realistically, right now, you just need to keep things as simple as possible. Same with the training program. You know, you will probably find people talking about you should do this many reps and this many sets. I would keep it even more simple. On week one, I would just pick, I wouldn't just pick a number, like any random number, but a number between maybe 20 and 40 and do that many reps on a few different exercises in total. So you sit on a machine, you sit on a chest press machine where you're pushing your hands out in front of you and you're working your upper body muscles and you do a set a certain way and at a push, you get 12 reps out and it's quite tough. So you take a minute or two's rest, shake your arms off, walk around, have a drink of water, jump back on, you've done 12 already, you go for another set and you get 10. So we're on 22 so far, we've done 12 and we've done 10. Shake your arms off, another minute or two, you do another 8, we're on 30. Cool, done, 30 reps. You pick another exercise, you're gonna go for a leg extension where you're sitting on the leg machine and you're extending your foot out in front of you and you're working your thigh muscles. Again, you can do 30 reps. It might be that you end up doing 6 repetitions at a time, it might be you end up doing 15 repetitions at a time, but you're just gonna do 30 reps. You can do 30 reps of 4 exercises. That's as complicated as it needs to be. And you don't wanna do all the reps in one set and you don't wanna do 1 or 2 reps at a time because you'll be there forever, but it doesn't matter if you're doing 3 sets of 10 or, you know, 4 sets of 6 and some other bits here and there. Just go for a total number of repetitions. Same with your cardiovascular work. Treadmill, bike, ski erg, rower, whatever it might be. Just do 10 minutes or 5 minutes or 15 minutes. It doesn't matter right now. But what does matter is that you don't overcomplicate it and overwhelm yourself straight away. How far can you row in 10 minutes? Cool, make a note of it. Next week, you can come back and see if you can beat it. Can you do 5 minutes on the bike, rest a few minutes? Can you do 5 minutes on the treadmill? Again, just keep it simple. Don't worry about how far you're running, how fast you're running, what your heart rate is, what your pace is, what your recovery time is. All of that stuff, if you want to, we can get to later. We don't need to know about that right now. We just need to get to the gym consistently and do some work. Keeping things simple is going to mean you're less likely to feel overwhelmed, less likely to feel like something's, you know, beyond you. And you can just focus on what matters, and that is giving as much effort as you can, you know, regardless of what number that is. Whatever distance that is, whatever speed that is, whatever weight that is, doesn't matter right now. What matters is that we're showing up and we're giving a good effort. I think those are some good tips to start with without getting too into the weeds and into the specifics. So if I can remember them all, number one, we've got keep an open mind. Go in and try lots of different forms of exercise, join in with classes, whatever it might be. Something might just click, a certain form of training might just click, and then you can lean into that, but you won't know unless you try. Second of all, don't be afraid to ask for some help from people in the gym. Personal trainers and fitness instructors are terrible at greeting people, making them feel welcomed, and offering advice. But if you ask them, I'm pretty sure they'll be absolutely fantastic and super helpful. And that will make you feel more confident and more comfortable in the gym anyway. Third, keep the exercises simple. Don't need to do anything fancy right now. Fourth, keep the way you train simple. You don't need to do anything fancy right now. I think that's probably from a very general point of view, that's about where I would recommend people start. Because a lot of the other stuff doesn't necessarily matter right now. You know, like saying, oh, well, you're new to the gym, so you want to start doing these. You know, you want to start with bodyweight exercises because you've got to master your bodyweight before you can move on to free weights. Like, no, that's a load of bollocks. Like, you want to go in and use the machines, use the machines. You want to go in and lift some heavy dumbbells, lift some heavy dumbbells. Like, just try loads of stuff. Don't feel like you have to go 110% from your first workout, because again, you won't have to do a huge amount to see progress. And I guess the other thing I should say is, it's a bit of an outdated thing, but people used to say things like no pain, no gain. Once you're training consistently, you'll get to the stage where you are very, very confident differentiating between, and people know what I mean, good pain and bad pain. Okay, like good pain, quote unquote, good pain, when your muscles are burning, when you're out of breath, when your legs feel heavy, it's the end of a tough run, it's the end of a tough workout, and things are really, really killing, but in a good way, in a way that, you know, you're pushing yourself, you feel safe. Bad pain is your joints are hurting, your back's hurting, you know, something doesn't feel quite right. So what I would say from a beginner's point of view is don't feel like you have to be in pain in order to be making progress, okay? So if a certain exercise doesn't feel right now, then do less of it, do lighter weights with it, or don't do it, okay? As you get more experience with pushing yourself physically, you will be able to differentiate so quickly between the right sort of pain and the wrong sort of pain, okay? The pushing yourself where you're gonna get fitter and stronger and you're working your muscles, and the pushing yourself when you probably shouldn't be. But right now, you might not be super confident doing that, and it might not be something you're used to having to think about, which is absolutely perfectly normal. So if you find yourself in a position where a certain exercise doesn't feel right on your knee or your elbow or your shoulder, don't worry about why that might be. There's nothing necessarily wrong with you. It might just be that you're not quite ready to do that exercise yet. You know, your muscles need to recover a little bit and get a bit stronger, whatever it might be. It can be a whole host of reasons. But the thing that's most important right now is that you don't buy into the narrative that some of the old schoolers tend to have, you know, the dinosaurs industry, that you've got to be in pain in order to make progress. Like, it's not the case whatsoever, okay? Maybe if you're running the last 500 meters in a marathon at the Olympics, you're going to be in a lot of pain. Maybe if you are rowing in the Olympics, I can only think of the Olympics. Maybe if you're rowing in the Olympics, you're going to be in a lot of pain. Maybe if you're trying to, you know, deadlift a world record, then you might be in a little bit of pain. But you and I don't need to be in pain. So don't feel like you have to be really, really uncomfortable. As you get better at it, as you get more comfortable, and as you push yourself more frequently, you'll know the difference between good pain and bad pain. Right now, though, I just want you to know that you don't have to be in pain in order to make progress. In fact, quite the opposite. Anyway, bit of a long one for me today. Those are a few initial points to consider. I'm not going to shut up quite yet, because what I'm going to say is, if you're listening to this and you have any questions, then get in touch via Instagram. Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoy the podcast, as always, leave me a review. I cannot speak. If you enjoyed the podcast, leave me a review. I'm trying to do Ron Burgundy. Leave me a review. Let me know what you thought. Share it to Instagram stories. And I'll see you on the next one.